Mike Fowler is a wildlife rescuer and carer with Moreton Bay Koala Rescue and a volunteer with the McDowell Wildlife Preservation Group. Mike, it's good to see you again. I saw you at Caboolture some months back, so thanks for coming back to the ABC.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
I want you to tell me the story of a certain koala that you've had to rescue again last night.
Yeah, very sadly and tragically in some ways. There's a koala called Killian. Some of your listeners might be aware of him if they've had a look at our Facebook site. Killian had to be rescued again last night at Rothwell for the seventh time.
What does that indicate? Why would you need to rescue a koala seven times?
Okay, he's not the alpha male in the area that he lives in, where his habitat is. So the alpha males, this time of year, will force the younger males out to the edges of their habitat. They only live in about a 5 square kilometre area. Once upon a time where there was more habitat for him, it's now been developed. There's train stations, roads. He's just been caught out on the fringe where he thought there would be habitat. Telegraph poles aren't habitat.
All right. So what's happening to the habitat? Last time I spoke to you, I think it was on the phone, Mike, you told me about the mountains to mangroves corridor, which starts the mountain range, comes through the northern tip of the electorate of Astley and heads out to Moreton Bay. What is that strip of natural wild space?
Essentially, animals move through the corridors there, the green corridors through there. There are roads and developments through there, but koalas are... other native animals too are fairly territorial, and they need to be able to move to get feed, to find mates, that sort of thing.
Now, why is this block, this land, this green corridor that's really substantial, why is it under threat?
There's a couple of blocks of land, and the sum total is about 28,000 square metres. So,
is that a lot?
It's just under 7 acres. So
that's a lot.
You know, that's a good chunk of land. Yeah, there are plans have been put in for developing there for a petrol station, fast food outlet, daycare centre, townhouses, which would mean the developers want to clear fell every single tree on that site. We don't want that to happen because really it's the last viable tract of land within the mountains to mangrove corridor between Cabbage Tree Creek and Albany Creek, the leading out to the Dawn Reserve ecology.
Now, why is it the last viable tract of land? How can that be? Here we are in southeast Queensland. That's the last viable tract of land in this area. What does that mean? I'm having trouble understanding why that would be.
Okay. It means that through these corridors, developments have gone through. Some of them are industrial estates. Some of them are housing estates that have intersected where these corridors are, which stops animals going through them. If they do try to go through them, and in particularly in the case of koalas, what they'll find themselves is in someone's backyard with a dog, or as we've had recently, in a warehouse, on train stations. It just means it limits the area that they can actually move through in that corridor.
Now, last time I spoke to you, there was an e-petition running for the council in this case to purchase the land. What's happened since last time we spoke about that?
That's gone to the planning court. It was knocked back twice by the council. It's gone to been appealed. That decision has been appealed by
the
developers.
So the council has opposed the sale of the land?
Yes. Well, they've opposed the development of the land.
They've opposed the development of the land. Okay, so the council's doing what you want in a sense? Trying?
Yeah, moving towards what we would
moving
like to
towards.
Have happen. So we're awaiting the outcome of the appeal. But in the meantime, what we have approached council, and council have actually voted on it, we've approached council with a view to buying that land to keep it preserved as bushland using the environmental offset levy. That was knocked back in council.
Okay.
In chambers, so a vote went to it and wasn't successful. So we are now waiting on the appeal in the development court.
Now, the council says it's the state government's responsibility. The government apparently says it's the council's responsibility, but it looks like they're both wrong. It's just ended up in the courts,
or they're both
ignoring the fact that it's ended up in the court.
Yes.
And who knows what will happen when the court decides.
It's like they're washing their hands of it. They don't want to be involved in it.
Okay.
It's crucial that we keep it.
It's not just a koala corridor, as I understand it. What else is there?
Wallabies, redneck wallabies, swamp wallabies, there are squirrel gliders, goshawks. There are any number of native animals, possums, that live there as well and use that habitat. They travel through it. You know, if we don't get that, they're all gone. They're all gone.
What suburbs would this go through? So it starts at the mountain range. Can you name some suburbs?
Well, particularly we're looking at Bridgman Downs, McDowell, even through to Chermside West.
Really? Okay.
Yep. So all in the Aspley electorate will be directly affected. There are very few koalas left in McDowell, Bridgman Downs area at the moment. This will be the death knell for them.
Now, this is a particularly dangerous season for koalas. Why?
Well, we're in breeding
season.
Right now, we're in breeding season. So August to January, roughly, is the breeding season. So the younger males, the dispersing males, are looking to find girls to mate with, but the alpha males don't really like that, and they push them out onto the edge of the habitat. That edge of the habitat now happens to be roads, buildings. Just this year, we are now, since the beginning of the year, up to 86 koalas hit by car in our region, not just the McDowell, Bridgman Downs, but in our region. We've had 47 killed hit by car since June. It's carnage. There's a human cost as well, because we're all volunteers, and our volunteers who do an awesome job have to go out and get these koalas off the road. When you're constantly seeing koalas that are slaughtered, it's not good.
All right. What's the next step then? So it's in the planning court. Council and state government haven't really resolved it to your satisfaction or to volunteers' satisfaction. So what's next, Mike?
Well, I would dearly love to hear the views of both the current member, Bart Mellish, and Amanda Cooper, one of the contenders, I suppose.
The ANP contender, yep.
As to what they want to do or what they will do. Not what they say they'll do, but what they will actually do. We're really tired of, you know, everyone caring right up to doing something.
Okay. Mike Fowler, thanks very much for coming along.
No, thank you.
Mike Fowler is from the McDowell Wildlife Preservation Group. The council did give us a statement. According to the Deputy Mayor, Krista Adams, she says, we're committed to saving precious bushland and rejected the proposal development at Beckett Road. The statement goes on to say, we will not allow inappropriate development on this site, and the proposed neighbourhood plan would implement further measures to protect this important corridor.